Good morning, the Exotic Perfect. It's Sharon.
Yes, good morning. I'm wondering that I can make an appointment for Monday morning.
Yes.
To bring my cockatiel in.
What's wrong with your cockatiel?
Well, she's got a beginnings or whatever of bumblefoot.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Is it looking quite bad, or is it not too bad at the moment?
Oh, it's not open. The skin's not, it's just a little white spot with a little bit of pink around. And I think her feet look a little bit swollen. She's an old bird. She's about 20 years old.
Oh, goodness. And is she okay otherwise? Is she eating okay?
She is now. I gave her, luckily, I did have some Alexicam in the cupboard.
Yeah.
And I've kind of, used my mouth, and it's for cat or something, but it was given, I got it for when I was giving to an old chook, so that was 0.6 mils, so I took it down to 0.05 I'm giving her, half of the 0.1. So
right,
just a tiny little, one little drop really to the beak, and it made a hell of a difference. So she definitely wasn't a lot of pain. I could tell. She wasn't going down to a fresh food.
Yeah.
She's a greedy eater. Loves food.
What does she weigh? What does she weigh normally? Do you know her weight roughly?
I haven't weighed her, but
That's okay.
I could feel her breastbone the other day, and I thought, that's not, she has lost a little weight, but I would estimate she would be around the 90, over grams. She's a good size. She's much better, but I just looked up the web and it said to use, some antiseptic or something to bathe the foot, and so I've diluted chlorhexidine and given it a little wash and dried it, and then I've just put a little bit of coconut oil. I couldn't think of anything else.
Okay.
It said lanolin, but when we went to the chemist, they looked it up and they said, no, they put lanolin on birds. So.
No.
I just put a little bit of coconut, organic coconut oil.
Yeah, that'll be okay if she happens to chew at that, if it's just coconut oil. With the Medicam, if you're just giving 0.05, it should be okay. I'd probably just, if you can, just hold off on it until Monday. Just in case she's got any kidney issues or anything else going on.
Okay.
With her, but she's looking really painful, maybe give her another dose.
All right, because I was giving it, I gave it morning, it was only yesterday, I think. Yes, it was only yesterday. And then I gave her another one in the evening, and I haven't given her one this morning, and she's looking really good, so I'll leave it.
Yeah, just see how she goes. Did you want to, Monday morning, we've got a 9 o'clock appointment. Did you want that earlier or a bit later?
It's about a 45-minute drive for me, and I really have to push it to get there because the traffic.
I know, traffic's awful. We can do a bit later in the morning. There's a
10:20? Yeah,
10:20. 10:30,
And
who's
for?
Blondie. And what's your surname?
Krosch. KROSCH.
Hiya, Linda, And Blondie, you said, Alrighty. That'll be with Dr. Brock on Monday. And we'll put you in I'll put you in at 10:30 if you like, just so you've got a bit more time to get here.
Yeah, that will definitely.
Hang on.
It's the afternoons that are mad.
So it's actually Kelwyn on Monday. I'm not sure if you've seen him before.
Who?
It's one of our new vets here. You happy to see him on Monday or do you want to do another day?
I thought you said it was Dr. Brock.
Yeah, I thought it was. He usually works Monday, but he's not on Monday.
Oh, he's not.
No.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can do Tuesday with Vanessa.
No, I can't do Tuesday. No, I can't actually do Tuesday. So, yes, I'll go with Kelvin, is it?
Okay, Kelvin. Yeah.
Sorry?
Kelvin.
Yeah.
Kelvin.
Okay, and he's an avian vet, I take it.
He hasn't got as much experience as Vanessa and Brock. He's dealt with more reptiles than birds, but he does know a little bit about birds.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, so you can. You can't do Tuesday, you said.
I can't. We've got a lunch we're going to, and then I'm catching up with someone at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like totally.
Oh, I do. Yeah, days go on. Unless you do like it. What time? Let's see what time in the morning we got. The earliest we got Tuesday is 10:10. So I don't know if that'll give you enough time to get home.
Yes, I think. Ooh. Yes, let's go for that then.
Okay, so 10:10 on Tuesday.
10:10. Yep.
Alrighty, I'll move it to there for you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Alrighty, okay, we'll see you then.
Alright, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye.